Hi, my name is Marina, and this is going to be my first sharing in English. Yeah, like she just said. So I'm going to start by saying my story and how I was really nervous to be here today. I was talking to my boyfriend about it. I was like, I don't know, like, this is going to be my first sharing in English. Like, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what to say. And he's like, it's the same thing as doing it in Spanish. I was like, no. It's not. They're not going to understand my jokes in Spanish. It's different. And he's like, you got this. You got this. And I'm like, okay. So then I was thinking about it in my head, and I was thinking about how if there's a group in English and there's a group in Spanish, then the disease exists in both languages, right? So I was like, I have to just talk about it like that. I told him that, and he doesn't know the program, doesn't know. I tried to explain it to him, and he says that it's a cult. So I was like, okay. I tried to explain that to him, and he's like, I don't understand what you just said. And I'm like, okay, well, never mind. You'll know later. So I grew up in a household where my dad was not an alcoholic and my mom was not an alcoholic, but they came from alcoholic backgrounds. My mom's family was, my grandpa was alcoholic, and also in my dad's family, my grandpa was also the alcoholic. The difference in both households was that my dad would receive more love, I guess you can say. He was smaller family, they loved him more. And my mom's family, bigger family, oldest, like, she had all the responsibility, had to quit school when she was in sixth grade to take care of her brothers and sisters. She was very resented by that, and carried that resentment to me, right? I'm the oldest of two brothers, so I have two younger brothers. In the house, it would always be arguing, fights, and I felt like the referee in the house. Why? Because I would always be in the middle and being like, stop, don't fight, or choosing a side. And my dad found out very early in my life that, ooh, if I buy her stuff, she's gonna be on my side. I should buy her stuff, and she's always gonna take my side. So he did. He would buy me toys, he would buy me whatever I wanted, and he would be like, when they would be arguing, my dad would be like, so what do you think? And I'm like, oh no, my dad's always right. My mom, nope, never right. So after that stage of my life, my grandparents, one of my uncles, he got caught with a DUI, so he had to go to AA. In the AA meeting, my grandma started going, and then my whole little group of family started going on my mom's side. So my grandma took me to an Alateen meeting. I didn't know what it was. My grandma said there were snacks and there was little kids, and I was like, ooh, sounds good. I sat down in my first meeting. I didn't know what they were talking about. There was a kid running around. I don't know what he was doing, and I still liked it because they gave a little book with a bunch of like kids on it that were cartoons, and I was like, dude, this looks so cool. Like, I don't know, like, kind of good, a little book, right? So I wanted to keep going, but since my uncles didn't want to go anymore, we didn't go. So then my grandma started taking me behind my mom's back to an Alateen meeting. And then slowly my mom got into the idea of Al-Anon, so she started going too when my brother was little. So I started going to Alateen. I started learning things like without me knowing, and how in parties, like, I would go to one side of the family and my grandma's side, and there would be no alcohol at all, like no alcohol. And then I would go to my other side of my family and they would be drinking, like crazy drinking, and they would do crazy stuff. And I didn't like that for some reason. I was like, I don't know, like, this feels weird. And I would always get scared about it. So on my grandma's side, I would love being at my grandma's house. I would be at my grandma's house 24/7. She also gave the best advice, and everything was so great. And then I didn't really know the program. I just kind of like lived it, I guess, with what I knew, what I was learning, what I was speaking about. And then just one day, like, I was thinking about everything that I was learning in the program, and it kind of just clicked. And I was like, I want to do this for really long. Like, I just want to be in the program, and I want to learn about it, and I want to be in the program, because it felt like a warm sensation when I would be there, when I would talk about it. So I stayed in the program. When I was 13, I went to my first sharing in Spanish. And I was really scared because I knew people, but it was scary to speak in front of a whole group. So I did it, and it was fine, and I was really happy about it. I learned a lot of things in the program. I learned who is my God? Who is my God? And how to determine him for myself and not what people tell me about him. People tell me, in Spanish especially, if you do this bad, God's not going to like you anymore. God's going to not like you anymore. He's going to be mean to you. This is what happens. If I used to fall, my mom would be like, see, this is what happens because you weren't good to me today. God punished you. So I always thought, oh, no, God is always looking at what I'm doing, is going to punish me, I'm going to go to hell, blah, blah, blah. And then in the program, I learned, no, that's not who my God is. If God is love, then why would he punish me? And I just started learning little things about that. And I started accepting myself and who I am and how my parents are. And I'm no longer a referee in their life. I'm more of a, come on, kids, let's go eat some ice cream when my parents are fighting, because I don't like to be involved in their problems. My dad, when I started stepping out and not being a referee in their life, my dad took it very hard, because my dad took it as pulling him out, mean just not wanting to support him anymore. And he took it very hard on himself, why aren't you supporting me? I don't understand why you're not helping me against your mom anymore. And I just said, I don't want to be involved. It's your problems. I want to go away. I want to leave. And to him, he still to this day, he doesn't understand. My dad's the only one in our household who does not have a program. So it's a little harder for him to understand us in the program, even though my mom puts audios every day in the house. And she's like, see, this is your dad. This is your dad. And I'm like, oh, lady, yeah. Yeah, my dad. I heard more of you, but yeah, whatever. So then my dad slowly started hearing her audios and would do the same thing back to her, which he would play audios. And that's the way that he gets involved in the program. And I've seen that over time, because at first my dad was like, nope. I don't want to know about that's for crazy people, duh. I don't want to get involved in this. That's you and you're crazy. That's why you go to this. I'm not getting involved. And he went to a AA meeting. He took the book and he threw it under the bed and he never read it again. He never went again. He was like, no, I don't even drink. Why am I going to go to this? And then I was like, oh, okay. Sir, you don't know all your defects of character, but I'm going to focus on myself. I'm not going to focus on you. So that's how it's been in my household. It's been better, not going to lie, because my mom has been working her program way more. My mom's like slinky, goes to her program, doesn't go to her program, goes to her program, doesn't go to her program. And that's how she is, one minute she goes and the other minute she doesn't. And when she goes, she's like, I have the spiritual awakening. It's so strong. And I'm like, okay, how long is this going to take? 3 months? But I don't say anything. I'm like, okay, yeah. I always try to help her and buy her journals and buy her coloring books, because she's like, oh, that relaxes me. She doesn't even fill half a page. And then she's like, I'm done with this. But recently I've been really proud of her, because she's actually trying and she's going to her programs now. And and that makes me very happy. She was talking to me in the morning. She was like, Marina, there's no group for your brother. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. Talk to him in the house. And my brother's really funny, because my mom says anything you have to be more aware about your surroundings. And my brother uses that against my mom sometimes. And it's like, My mom does anything unreasonable, and my brother's like, you have to be aware about your surroundings. And it's really funny to me, because I'm like, that's what you say to him. And we've been learning, and together in our families, in my grandma's family especially, we sit down and we can have conversations. And it's so nice to see, because you know, in other, like in my other family, like if we sit down and have a conversation, it's like screaming, yelling, nobody talks to each other for like 3 months and then back together for a party and then they all drink and then it's happy again. And like, I noticed the little changes. And even in my grandpa, who doesn't have a program too, we see the changes in him. We see how he starts to actually have a conversation. He doesn't get mad like he used to. And he kind of is getting the program with us being in the program, which is cool to see. Like, I never, like, I thought, like, you had to go to the program to kind of see that. But I understand now that, like, you can actually, like, understand the program without even going, but it's better if you go, you know? And something that happened was I was in the car with my boyfriend, right? And I was explaining Alateen to him. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, so it's a program, and you go, and then you learn who your God is, and then you learn how to accept people, and blah, blah. And he's like, okay, so then how old can you be to keep being in Alateen? And I was like, oh, 19. Like, after 19, then I have to move. And he's like, oh, he, like, interrupted me. He's like, oh, like, after you're 19, you don't need it anymore. Like, you're clear, and then you can, like, learn by yourself. And I'm like, no, after you're 19, you go to adult, and then you go to Al-Anon. And he's like, no, like, why would you need it anymore? And I'm like, what do you mean? The illness is there forever. And he's like, what? It's there forever? And I was like, yeah, like, you're not going to just stop. You're not going to just, when you turn 19, you're not going to just stop having anger issues, stop having trust issues, stop having everything that while you're in the program. And he's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, oh, you just have to go to get it. You can't just understand a person that's been in Alateen if you haven't gone yourself. And something like, I thought I was the only one in my school, because I was the only one in my school that went to Alateen in the first place. I was like, there's nobody else in the world that thinks like me. Like, what's wrong with them? Like, it's so great to think this way. And then I went to NOCAC last year. It was the first year my dad ever let me go to NOCAC. Really scared. I didn't know anyone. And, like, there were kids from all over the different groups. And I was like, oh, no, I'm very scared. Like, the first day I sat down when they were having their introductions, I sat down and I was in the corner like, I want to go home. Like, I don't like this. This is all bad. Like, and then out of nowhere, it was like, okay, relax. Like, this is the first day. You have to relax and then it'll get better, you know? Like, me trying to use my Alateen brain to be like, oh, it'll get better. So then I went to my room, didn't know my roommate at all. Went to my room, and then this girl walks in, and she's like, hey, like, you're my roommate. And I was like, oh, hi. And then she, like, became my, like, best friend during NOCAC. And then she had a bunch of other friends that I didn't even consider, like, them being my friends. And then I started talking to them and seeing how their mind changed as mine did, too. Like, that's so crazy to me, because everywhere it's like, I'm mad at her. I'm not talking to her anymore. Bye. And then they would never talk again. And then I would go back to, like, that person and be like, hey, so why did you guys get in a fight? Oh, I don't know. But I'm not talking to her because I hate her. And I'm like, but you don't even know the fight was about? And then they're like, no. And I'm like, what? And I was talking to my Alateen friends and they're like, yeah, that's how my friends are too. Oh my God. Like, this is crazy. I didn't know that. Like, it was just weird to see more people like me who thought like me, who weren't always mad for everything like me, and who understand the program like me. It was just crazy to see. And that's why, like, I understand. When I was little, my dad would ask my mom, but why do you even go to that thing? Like, what do you learn? What do you learn? And my mom would be like, you don't understand. And now I understand that my mom went to Al-Anon because she found that place where she can talk to a bunch of people that were like her and understood the problems like her and knew how to solve them. A big reason why I'm an Alateen and why I keep going is because I learned how to solve my problems in the most healthy way. Like, I don't scream and yell because I feel like that doesn't even solve your problem. That just makes it bigger. Or there's people that I know, and there's, like, me, I used to be one of these people. Like, if you would scream and yell at me, like, I would just take it, and then I would never tell you, like, what I felt, what I what I didn't like. I would just be like, oh, okay. And then I would take it and then have that resentment. If our next fight would come around, I would blow up on you. I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, you did this, this, and this to me, and I never said anything, blah, 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 blah. And now I don't do that anymore. It's like calming, and it's like to speak your mind without having somebody to yell at you back, or to understand like why they're yelling, or understand that they don't have a program and they're the ill ones. Like, it's so crazy to me. And my grandma would always say, like, at meetings, she would be like, or at speeches like these, she'd be like, I'm so glad that my son found a program. And I'd be like, what? Like, why are you happy that, or she would be like, oh, I'm happy that my son was an alcoholic. I'm like, why would you be happy because your son is an alcoholic? Like, you sound like a crazy person. Like, before, that was my thinking. I'd be like, you sound like a crazy person. And if anybody heard you, they'd be like, oh, something's definitely wrong with her. But then I realized that the reason why she says that is because she found the program through him, through his alcoholism. She found the program, and she found her way of thinking to change. And that's so incredible to me. And like, I think that my God, I call him God, my higher power. I think that my higher power, like, everything bad has something good and a lesson behind it. And there was a point in my life in May, in March, where he was really trying me. God was really trying me. He did a bunch of stuff. Like, one of my closest neighbors, he passed away, and then they started bullying me, and then a lot of other stuff, like my grades started going lower, and I was to the point where I was like, I don't even want to try anymore. And one day, like, I just saw my little red book when I was going to sleep, and I opened it and I picked a random page, and it was just like what I was thinking, exactly how I felt, how I was thinking, and how to solve my problem. Like, you know, this isn't the end of the world. It's okay. And it was just, I woke up the next day, and my mom was already getting worried about me. Like, why isn't she wanting to eat, and why doesn't she want to do anything? And I just woke up one day, and I was like, no, I'm like, fine, I'm going to keep going. Like, this is not the end of the world. This is just one of God's, like, tests for me to see what I can handle for the future. So I got up, and I haven't fallen, thank God. But I know that if I fall next time, I know how to get up and the resources that I need to get up. And I have a lot of support system around me. I have my Amiases, I have my other group members, and then I have people from NOCAC that are really helpful. And I know what I have to do, and I know how I have the red book. I know I can write. And there's a lot of amazing things that the Alateen gives you. That they're like just powerful and amazing keys to open doors for like your thinking. And I feel like a lot of people, they live without that, like, unblockingness, I guess you can say, to be a better person. And I know a lot of people that are like, I want to become a better person, but then they keep doing the same things that they're doing. And in Alateen, that shows you, like, it's different. Like, you have to work. You have to work on yourself. And it's mostly yourself instead of... I thought that my mom went to Al-Anon and would just talk about my dad. It was like, he's a terrible husband. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. And then she would just talk about her kids and her problems. And then she would come home, and that's why she felt better. That's what my understanding of the program was. And then I started going, and I started understanding, like, that's not how it is. That's definitely not how it is. It's you. Like, you change. And you can only change... But everyone, but you, like, you can only change yourself, not anyone else. And that's something so powerful, because, you know, you live and you want to change the whole world to make it better for you, but you don't know, like, why do I want to change everyone else but not myself? Like, that doesn't make, like, it's easier to change, like, want to change everyone else and before you're in the program, because that's what you're thinking is, like, they're making me miserable. I have to change that. Like, I want to change them. But you don't think, like, maybe if I think different, then I will not be bothered by them. So Alateen is amazing. I really recommend it for all of your kids, grandkids. It's taught me so much about love, about how to accept people, how to accept my parents even, because I was really resented with my mom. Always have been. She's been one of my people that I've always been resented for. She would never say I love you. My dad would always say, I love you. My dad would always give me hugs. And I'm a physical touch person. Like, I really love when people, like, touch me and, like, hug me. Like, I feel loved in that way. My mom never hugged me, never touched me. My mom said that that's not how they did it in her family, so she's not going to do it to us. My dad, on the other hand, that's how he showed love to me, by hugging me and kissing me and telling me that he loves me. My mom does it with my brothers, with my little brothers, and that would hurt me so, so much. I'd be like, you never did it to me. Why are you doing it to them? Like, it doesn't make sense. She's like, oh, I had them in a different state of my life. I had you when I was 17. Like, you don't understand. That I had them when I was older, so I understand how to love them. And I'm like, you can still do it. And I would get really resented for it. But then I learned, I was like, you know, that's, she can still love me in different ways. For example, I come home and my laundry's done. I know that that's how she shows me love. I come home and my room's clean, even though I don't tell her to clean it. I know that's how she shows me love. She cooks food for me sometimes. I know that's how she shows me love. That's different from my dad. My dad just gives us money and tells us he loves us and he hugs us. And that's how he shows love. So I learned how people show love in different ways. And I learned that, oh, my mom does love me. She just doesn't know how to express it in the way that I feel love. And she's learning, slowly learning, but she's learning. And it's just so amazing to me, like, to see that and how my dad loves people, my mom loves people differently, like, how they were compatible even because, you know. But my parents, like, they're just trying their best. Like, they don't know how to raise a child. They barely, like, you know, and they're really happy that I turned out how I turned out because, you know, I could be very different than I am. And I think that one of the reasons why is because of Alateen, like, a big, big reason why is because of Alateen. They are really proud of me, and I know that. I'm the first to go to college in my generation, so... they know that they're doing something right, and one of my uncles always comes and says, oh, like, you know, you raised that kid right because like, you know, I don't know what you did. What did you give her? Because they had me when they were really young, and to see how much I grew and how I have a job and I'm responsible, I go to college, like, I do all these different things. I go to Alateen, like, I'm trying my best to be this great person, and I understand, like that. That's what they always wanted, you know? They wanted a child that was responsible for themselves. I'm very independent, and that's another thing I'm growing to, thanks to Alateen. I'm very independent. I don't want people to clean my room. I don't want your help. I can do it for myself, and that's something that I used to be so codependent on everyone, like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? But, like, I learned that, like, I can do so much more for myself if I'm independent. And I always try to solve my own problems, like, without, like, my parents knowing about them. Or even if I tell them about it, I'm like, no, I don't want you to help me. I can do it for myself. And something that happened was I got in a small car crash, and I told my parents about it. I told my boyfriend about it first, and then I told my parents, and my boyfriend was like, oh, are you going to tell your parents to let you borrow the money? And I was like, yeah, maybe. And I went to tell my parents, and I was like, hey, can I borrow, like, $800 to pay off a car crash? And they were like, my dad was going to say yes. And my mom was like, no, you can't say yes. And they said no. And at first, that hurt so much. I was like, wow, like, they really didn't let me borrow the money. Like, that's crazy, because aren't they supposed to love me? I fell asleep on it, and the next morning I was so happy that they didn't let me borrow the money. So happy, because I was like, whoa, they're making me independent. Because what if, like, tomorrow something else happens and I need another, like, sum of money? I'm going to go back to them and say, hey, can I borrow this money, please? And they're going to say, yeah, sure, here's the money. I'm never gonna pay them back, and what's gonna happen is that they're gonna be like, you're codependent on us, blah, blah, blah. So I went and I found the solution to the problem legally, okay? And I found the solution, and I got the money, and I paid her back, and I you know, I know I'm independent, and I know I'm going to pay it off, and everything's going to be great. And it was just, like, crazy to me, but in a good sense, because I feel like if you loved your child, you would also do what my parents did and make me independent and make me stand up straight and be like, I can do this for myself. I can find a solution. And they were really happy when I told them, like, oh, I solved the problem. Like, it's okay. They were really happy because they were like, see, we raised somebody that can solve their own problems, isn't dependent on us. They were really happy for that. They were like, wow, like, you didn't have to come back crying to us being like, I need the money. Like, I really need the money. And that, it was just crazy to see the evolution of, like, if somebody would have, like, I know people and I'm so glad I'm not like this, but, like, if they would have been like, no, I don't want to, like, I'm not going to let you borrow the money, they would have done something crazy to get the money, or they would have done something crazy to make their parents get the money for them, instead of, like, actually, like, looking at the solutions of the problem and how to solve it. And it's just amazing how, like, Alateen shows you that process, the process of how you're supposed to think to get to your solution, and not say, oh, I can't do this, or I don't know how I'm going to do this, like, I don't know, like, or have one solution set. Like, you know that in Alateen, there's so many solutions, not just one, that your brain just goes to, like, I can just ask my parents for money and they're gonna solve it. No, there's, like, a lot of solutions to your one problem, and it's not the end of the world. And there's gonna be, like, a lot of things, you know, that God throws at you, but you know, when you're in Alateen, you know how to either dodge them or take the problem head on and just handle it. And that's so amazing to me, because when I get older, then I'm gonna know how to solve my own problems and how see my own problems. My grandma would always say, you know, like, sticks and stones can break your bones, but, like, a mean word, like, that doesn't hurt you at all. And then she stopped saying that when she was in the program. And I asked her why, and she was like, because, like, we get so hurt from words that we don't even know how to explain it. A word can hurt you so much, like, so much, as if you had a broken bone. Because that injury will never stop hurting if you don't get it healed. And if you don't get it healed, Alateen is like your bandage. It'll help you. It'll heal it for you. So it's healed, you know, and if you don't get that healed, it's just gonna add to your injuries. And that was just so powerful to hear from my grandma, somebody that's been in the program for very, very long, and just recently started actually incorporating it more and more. And I can tell by the way that she's not nagging us about coming to her house and getting food anymore. There was, like, a point where my grandma, like, I was so busy. I had to work. I had to go to school. I had to do all these things, and I didn't go see her for a long time. Well, I come to her house on, like, two Fridays ago. I came to her house, and the table was small, like this one, like, small, and with, like, four chairs around it. And I was so confused, because we had a large table, like, to fit a whole family. Like, we had two tables. And I was like, what happened to the table? Like, that was the first thing I said to her. I was like, what happened to the table? And she was like, nobody comes here anymore. I was like, what do you mean nobody comes here anymore? Like, everybody would come and ask you for food, like, every day. Like, you always had food ready. And she's like, they need to learn how to handle themselves and feed themselves. And they have a family, and they don't need me. Like, they need to learn. Like, the house is always open for them, but I'm not going to be here to make them food, to be at their disposition at all the times that they need. And I was so confused. I was like, but this was the hub. Like, this is where everybody would come and hang out. And she was like, not anymore. It's not, because I'm not here to make them food. And I was like, what? Like, and then I sat down, and my boyfriend was so confused. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, it's because we had a big table, and, like, everybody would sit around it. And my grandma was like, yeah, nobody comes here anymore. And it was just so powerful to see her work her program and be like, I don't need to feed my kids to know that they love me, like, that I love them. Like, they know that I love them. And it was just so crazy to see her work her program. It was like how they see me when I work my program, or how I see another person work their program. And you see those little changes. You see those little changes in your attitude, in the way you think, in the way you act, in the way that you interact with different people. It's so amazing to see how your way of thinking can change and how situations are so different from one to the other of when you were in the program and when you were not in the program. And I'm so happy that I found the program from my uncle that's an alcoholic. I'm very happy. And I'm happy for all of you for inviting me. And I'm so happy to go to NOCAC in November. I'm so excited to meet new people and to meet my old friends and then to see them again. And thank you so much for inviting me.